stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Tivoli Talk, new release of Tivoli Asset Management for IT 7.1 for BA Sellers Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Ms. Gabby Zeiderfeld. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. So good morning, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gabby Zeiderfeld, and I'm the market manager for the IT Asset Management portfolio. And in the next couple of weeks, we're announcing a new release, version 7.1, and one of the many products that's coming out under that release is Tivoli Asset Management for IT. So what we'll talk about in today's Tivoli talk, let's go to slide number 2, is first of all we'll address what's new in version 7.1, and we'll drill into that in a bit more detail. Then this product, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, is part of a larger solution. We very much sell this together with other products such as the CCMDB and the Tivoli Service Request Manager. So we'll look a bit more at the value of this larger solution and what it gives to the customers and what successes we can have selling it as a solution. Then what I'd also like to do is talk a bit more about our IT asset management portfolio. There's some other products in that portfolio in addition to Tivoli Asset Management for IT, and we'll look a bit more at how that all works together since we do frequently get questions on that. So we'd like to elaborate a bit more on that. And then at the end, we give some suggestions for how to win selling our solution, and we have some call to actions for the sellers as well. So let's get started. On chart number 3, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, release version 7.1. So what have we done with that release? It's really another milestone on our integration roadmap. When this product, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, came to IBM through the MRO acquisition, the goal was to really offer an integrated solution with various other products that live on the platform that we will talk about in a little while, but also a product that integrates with other key adjacent products in the Tivoli portfolio. So the roadmap for this product really was focused around integration, and this version 7.1 release is another key milestone on that integration roadmap. The objectives of this release was to make sure that this product, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, is available on the 7.1 code base as well, so it can take advantage of all these platform enhancements that we've made. There's a whole bunch of new things we've done in 7.1 that can be leveraged by all the products that work on that platform, and we'll look at what those enhancements are. Of course, by being released on version 7.1, it can now work together seamlessly with some of these other products, such as our EAM offering, our service desk service catalog product, and our change and configuration management solution. There is some smaller enhancements that we've made to IT asset management functionality, and we've made packaging and pricing changes around the Tivoli Asset Management for IT product. Last but not least, we've done a little bit of a refresh on the Tivoli integration adapter, so we'll look at that as well. So let's go to chart number 4. The enhancements that we've made to the platform. So when we talk about the platform, what we really refer to is what some of you might know as the Maximo architecture. It's basically that product environment on which the service desk, service catalog, change configuration management, enterprise asset management, and IT asset management now all live. And we'll look at that platform in a little while. But what we've done in version 7.1, we've made enhancements to the platform that all these products take advantage of. And for the 7.1 release as a whole, the intent was really to make enhancements and improve the customer ROI by helping the customer to reduce the cost of implementing and maintaining the quote-unquote Maximo environment. Furthermore, we focused on delivering a converged platform where you can manage all your asset classes, both your enterprise operational assets as well as your IT assets. And then, of course, as you can also see on this chart here, to enable all these products to take advantage of these enhancements. And with those products, we've got Maximo Asset Management, Tivoli Service Request Manager, CCMDB, and then, of course, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, on which we're focusing today. Now, there's many enhancements that we made to the 7.1 platform, but I just want to highlight a few today. First of all, the conditional UI. So in this release 7.1, we've introduced the concept of a condition library. And within that, a user can define conditions that can be used to drive application behavior. These can be conditions for conditional option access, data restrictions, and also a conditional UI. For example, you could control access characteristics to objects and attributes based on data and or user groups. So, for example, you can make things read-only or hidden. So a certain type of role, a certain type of person, for example, cannot view certain types of data in a certain status. And you can define what those conditions are. So if you think, for example, from an EAM perspective, maybe a tradesman user group, they cannot view work orders that are in the waiting approval status. So activities like that. There's also application access, so you can control conditional access to applications and conditional access to actions. And again, these all get defined by the customer, so they have great, you know, flexibility in defining all of this. And there's also a conditional UI, which enables you to control the characteristics of certain UI controls, such as, for example, the fields. So this is something that customers have asked for quite some time now, and we're pleased to be able to add this capability to the 7.1 release. In addition to that is the Migration Manager, and that's really a tool that helps you bring configurations from pre-production environments into production environments. So if you make configuration changes to your UI, if you make customizations, you can help bring those from one environment to another. And that basically helps customers to more effectively deploy their configurations across their development, test, and production environments. Again, making it easier to maintain and implement a Maximo solution. Then there's also administrative and usability enhancements we've made. So there's been a great deal of work that development has done to better understand a given role for a user and tailor the UI to the different user personas. And by doing that research, they've made a reduction in the number of clicks based on a better understanding of what the typical activity is for a certain role. Then there's also new administrative applications that we've added that help modify system parameters and control and modify system logging parameters. These are kind of activities that first had to be done on the server and now can be done through administrative applications, again, making it easier to maintain and implement your solution. And then another cool thing we've done is launch in context, which is basically a way for a customer to launch an external application, for example, a web-based application, passing data in context from your Maximo-based application to the external application. So you can imagine you're, for example, in your Tivoli Asset Management for IT screen, and you're looking at cost related to assets, and part of that data might live in your SAP financial system. You can launch in context to that SAP financial system from your Tivoli Asset Management for IT screen without ever having to log into your SAP application and switch back and forth between different screens. You can just launch it in context. So that's what that does. And then also importantly, we've added BERT reporting capabilities. It's a new reporting tool option that will complement the existing reporting options, which are Accurate, Business Objects, Crystal, external report integration, and open database integration. So it's not that we're replacing all of that. It's an additional reporting option, which further, you know, increases flexibility and configurability for developing and configuring reports, as now the clients can really choose which reporting option they want to use, BERT or any of the prior existing ones. And BERT is part of the standard install process, so it is the default reporting tool that we offer. And the reason that we opted to go with BERT is for several reasons. It really reduces complexity of installs. It's based on a familiar Eclipse architecture. It therefore eliminates also platform dependencies. It's recognized by industry analysts as a leading capabilities and offers, we believe, a lot more flexibilities to the customers. And then, of course, there's several new reports that we've added, such as a drill-down, graphical, hierarchical, detail analysis reports. So these are some of the platform functionality enhancements that we've made. And then also, if we go to chart number five, we've made some enhancements to the IT asset management functionality. Again, keep in mind, the main goal of this release for Tivoli Asset Management for IT was really to make sure it was available on the 7.1 code base so it could leverage these platform enhancements and it could work together seamlessly with the other products. So this by no means is a huge release in terms of IT asset management functionality. We've made some enhancements to the reconciliation apps, which allow for the reconciliation of configuration items and actual configuration item data that can be provided by TADM. And also we've enhanced the usability of the reconciliation results application because we added navigation menus, we created ticket functionality, and we've added comments and status fields. So there's been some enhancements around reconciliation. And also we've added some IT asset management specific reports, including asset software compliance, link results detail, software contract variance, just a few examples of some new reports that we've added that focus on IT asset management capabilities. We've also made some packaging changes. We are removing the Maximo Contract and Procurement Manager option with version 7.1. That Maximo Contract and Procurement Manager option will still be available for version 6.2.1 customers, but any 7.1 customers who need contract and procurement management capabilities need to buy Tivoli Asset Management for IT 7.1. This also includes the Tivoli Service Request Manager customers. If they want contract and procurement management capabilities, this truly is an IT asset management function. That functionality now will live in our Tivoli Asset Management for IT product, and that is the product that customers would need to buy. For those of you who might know of customers that have Tivoli Service Request Manager and that bought Maximo Contract and Procurement Manager option, but who do not have Tivoli Asset Management for IT, we are right now working on defining the entitlements for that small group of customers. So that's a major packaging change that we've made. And again, as I pointed out earlier, contracts and procurement management functionality is really an IT asset management function. So in order to simplify our packaging and really make functionality available in the product package where it logically belongs, we have chosen to get rid of the Maximo Contract and Procurement Manager option and include that functionality in Tivoli Asset Management for IT. We've also added some traditional, more EAM-focused applications to Tivoli Asset Management for IT, to the Tivoli Asset Management for IT package, because these things were capabilities that IT Asset Management customers asked for a long time, and it really do enhance IT asset management practices and usability. And here on slide number five, you can see those applications that we've added around meters, you know, the meters application, meter groups, condition monitoring, job plans and routes, and preventive maintenance. For example, preventive maintenance can create work orders off of meter readings, and with the ability to track life cycle of an asset using a meter, you can then trigger a work order to replace an asset at the end of its life cycle. That would, for example, be a scenario there. And also, because we have work orders and IT asset management, job plans and routes really should go with that. So you don't have to build a work order plan manually, and you can use job plans and routes to do that. So that kind of logically goes together. And also, with meters, you can track the operational time of an asset and feed that into your life cycle management around your IT assets. So these applications really do enhance the ITAM capabilities that we make available to our customers. In terms of packaging and pricing, I did want to point out also that some of you might know that the Maximo SLA Manager functionality will be included in Tivoli Service Request Manager 7.1. However, it does not mean we're getting rid of the option. Maximo SLA Manager will still continue to exist and will be available as an option to Tivoli Asset Management for IT 7.1 and to our EAM customers through who have Maximo Asset Management 7.1. Now, on chart number six, the 7.1 release will not get announced until a week or so out, so we still have a few weeks to go. And at this point in time, we're not able to announce the actual price points that we're coming out with. So therefore, on this chart today, you see to be announced. We do want to let you know that because of the added functionality, especially around Maximo Contract and Procurement Manager, the price of Tivoli Asset Management for IT will be adjusted accordingly. Again, we do not consider this a price increase. It's really a price adjustment to account for adding additional functionality to the product. And please stay tuned for the 7-1 announcement when we will talk about what the actual price points are. Also, I believe later in the month, we have another Tivoli talk in which we'll get into more details around packaging and pricing. Obviously, at that point in time, we'll talk about actual price points, and we'll also talk about different selling scenarios, how you could price out different customer requirements and what that would look like as a total solution. On chart number 7, another item that I wanted to talk about briefly is the Tivoli integration adapters, as we frequently get questions on those. As you would know, we have the Tivoli Integration Composer. This is a generic tool that is included with Tivoli Asset Management for IT at no additional charge. So the Integration Composer comes with Tivoli Asset Management for IT. And it's a generic integration tool formerly known as Maximo Fusion that enables our customers to build their own integrations to various discovery and system management tools. So that's a integration tool, again, that comes with the product. However, we have built a few pre-built adapters. In the past, these were known as Maximo Fusion adapters. Today, these are known as Tivoli integration adapters. And these provide customers with pre-built, out-of-the-box integrations to some of the most popular discovery and system management tools. And there are two types of integration adapters. On the one hand, there's integration adapters to IDM products, such as, for example, other products in the ITAM portfolio, such as Tivoli License Compliance Manager, or, for example, to TADM, Tivoli Application Dependency Discovery Manager. We have these pre-built integration adapters. Those adapters to IBM products are available to customers at no charge, and they can be downloaded from Opal. And then we also have a handful of integration adapters to external products, such as Microsoft SMS, Altera's Inventory Solution, and Centennial Discovery. And those integration adapters need to be purchased at a fee. These can be found in Passport Advantage as one kit. So the way that these have been packaged is that they're available in the Tivoli integration adapter package. All these individual integration adapters are bundled up in that one package. If your customer needs, let's say, an integration adapter to Microsoft SMS, you order a quantity of one for that package. In reality, the customer gets all the integration adapters, but they're only entitled to use one of them because they've paid for one. And they are currently listed at a charge of $12,600 per adapter. And again, that's for the external adapters. With version 7.1, we're withdrawing from marketing two adapters, the integration adapter for HPCM Inventory Manager and the integration adapter for Main Control iCollect. These are still available as version 6.2.1, and they will work with Tivoli Asset Management for IT 6.2.1, but they're no longer going to be available with version 7.1. And the reason we're withdrawing them from marketing is for a lack of demand. So this concludes my section on what's new in version 7.1. And in the next several charts, for the next 5 or 10 minutes or so, I want to talk a little bit more about this larger solution that I made reference to in the beginning. So Tivoli Asset Management for IT, we really rarely sell this product standalone. We, for the most part, sell it together with Tivoli Service Request Manager or with our CCMDB. And the reason for that is that there's really a proven customer demand for having this larger service management solution, and also because these products work together so well. So let's explore that a little bit more, because I think this is key for anyone who is selling these solutions to understand, because if you can go into your customers and really sell the larger solution, obviously that's going to increase your deal sizes and also better address the customer needs for end-to-end service management solutions. So in order to better understand what the solution does for our customers, let's look a little bit more about what some of the struggles are that our customers have in this arena. If you look at chart number 9, what it really comes down to is all around being able to control IT cost, deliver the best service to the business, so making sure that your IT assets are delivering the most optimal service to the business, and also making sure that you're compliant, be it with regulatory compliance or maybe with software license compliance. But customers, in trying to do that, there's some real struggles there. IT organizations, also asset managers, are constantly being asked to deliver new services. They need to innovate to help the business beat competition. But the problem is that many of these IT environments, the IT infrastructure, is getting more and more complex, and that the majority of the IT budget is spent managing what is already in production. So IT organizations really get consumed by managing the complexities of existing infrastructure and have very little time and budget to really do that innovation that the business is asking them to do. So that's a real struggle, and it really drives IT organizations to focus on areas where they can control cost and free up that budget, free up that expenditure, but make sure that they still deliver the best service to the business. IT assets, you know, your hardware, your software, your networking components, IT assets all deliver a service to the business. And being able to get the best operational efficiency and performance out of those IT assets helps IT organizations improve their service levels and customer satisfaction. So that's key in all of that. Furthermore, another area where IT organizations can control cost is really around system consolidation. So it's not just about getting the most optimal performance out of these IT assets that deliver a service. It's also about getting cost efficiencies around the systems that they're using to manage their assets. As I'm sure you've all seen with some of your customers, many of them have very siloed asset management solutions. These also could be spreadsheets. You'd be amazed at how many large organizations are still doing IT asset management using spreadsheets. So a scenario might be that they have a spreadsheet in the Americas, maybe a homegrown database in Asia Pacific, maybe they're using HP Peregrine in Europe. These different asset management systems are very siloed. They're really not well integrated together, so there's real lack of visibility and control over what's going on enterprise-wide. And then furthermore, most of the time, this IT asset management is integrated with the service desk, and that is very siloed as well. There's often multiple service desk systems, and again, they're not well integrated with the IT asset management function. It's very costly, and again, also prohibits the organization from really getting good visibility of what's going on and being able to control that for better efficiencies. And then certainly last but not least, it's all around compliance as well. And especially if you think about IT asset management and specifically managing software assets, being in line with your licensing compliance, making sure that you're not over-licensed or under-licensed is key. And there's also all kinds of regulatory requirements, be it internal or external, that drive organizations to know exactly what they have in terms of IT assets. Ultimately, it's all about knowing what you have, where it is, who is using it, and what it costs. And if you're not managing your IT asset, if you're not conducting IT asset management in a very methodical and automated fashion, you're really going to have troubles getting that visibility and control. Now, IBM Service Management is on chart number 10, is IBM's approach to overcoming those barriers. You've all seen our ISM, IBM Service Management, messaging around being able to provide that visibility, control, and automation to the customer. And to that effect, IBM Service Management has been broken up into 7 segments. There's 2 key segments that make up the applications that we're talking about today. On the one hand, is service delivery and process automation. which controls, which covers the CCMDB and the Tivoli Service Request Manager. And then there's also the Asset and Financial Management segment, which covers Enterprise Asset Management, IT Asset Management, and the IT Financial Management capabilities, such as Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager. So those are the areas in which the solution gets covered. Now, on chart number 11, I made reference to this platform a little bit earlier, and this is a visualization of what that looks like. For some of you who've worked with these products for several years, you'll also know this as the Maximo platform. When we're talking to IT-facing audiences, we're really talking about the Tivoli process automation platform. But typically when we talk to EAM customers, we refer to it as Maximo because that's a brand name that they're very, very familiar with. Again, this solution brings together EAM, ITAM, the service desk, service catalog capability, and change and configuration management all on one single architecture. So there's common applications, common workflow, there's a single reporting engine, just one user interface that connects all of these. So it's truly, you could even consider this being just really one product environment. And customers can choose, it's a plug and play, if you will. Customers can choose, maybe they start out with enterprise asset management, and then for advantages of system consolidation, they decide to also do IT asset management on the same platform. And that gives them truly an integrated solution. And in all reality, it's more than just an integration, because again, it's one product environment, and these functions really work together seamlessly. So it's above and beyond just your typical integration. There is some additional advantages based on this technology. Because of built-in configuration tools, changes can be made easily and on the fly, and these changes also upgrade when you go to the next version of any of these products that live on the platform. And that's really an advantage over many competitive solutions where changes often require custom coding and then also often don't upgrade to the next version of the product, effectively making it a rip and replace to upgrade competitive solutions. It's very often cheaper for a company to start an implementation from scratch than to upgrade their existing solution, which can be very timely as a lot of changes have to be redone. So these are some of the areas that companies out there are struggling with, and this is where our solution, our platform, our Tivoli Process Automation platform, can really bring some significant advantages to the customer. Now, if you look at slide number 12, this gives you a view from a user's perspective what that might look like. You see here a very straightforward go-to menu that you all know from the user interface, whether or not this is Tivoli Asset Management for IT or Tivoli Service Request Manager. And here you can quickly see that within this drop-down box, your asset information, change, financial information, service desk, Service Request Manager catalog capabilities are all available from this one drop-down list, because in this scenario, the customer has chosen to purchase all these products and have them work together seamlessly. So if you go to chart number 13, to drill a little bit more into this, IT asset management and the service desk, for example, they really go hand in hand. Customers have a proven business need to have these functions work together seamlessly. And just think about it, when you're a service desk organization, if you're a service desk technician and you're trying to address a service request, maybe you're trying to resolve an incident, if you have access to assets, the details around the IT assets, such as, for example, contract and procurement information, it really helps you to better streamline the handling of service requests. It helps you to expedite resolution of any incidents and problems. And, of course, that ultimately improves the service levels and therefore customer satisfaction. So for the service desk, there really is a clear advantage to having accurate IT asset detail information available. And the screenshot that you see here is, for example, a service request screen that a service desk technician would see. And you see the arrow there that points to the asset number. If you right-click on that field, you can see the asset details. And you can click further down into that to get a lot of detailed information. You could also choose to view contract information to see whether or not maybe this particular IT asset is under warranty. all that type of information, when these functions integrate seamlessly, it really helps expedite and make the expedite service request handling, and it helps make the service desk organization more efficient. Now, conversely, think about it from the IT Asset Management Group's perspective. If they get accurate data or detailed data back from the service desk, it also helps them to manage their business better. Because, for example, the service desk can provide information on frequency and the nature of certain issues with IT assets. Maybe the service desk provides data around certain laptops that tend to break down more frequently in certain usage scenarios. And the IT Asset Management Group can go back to the vendor and negotiate around these IT assets. Maybe they don't want to buy that particular laptop anymore. Maybe they want to extend warranties. So that type of information helps the IT Asset Management Group to run their organization more efficiently and obviously more cost-effective. So that's the value of having these two functions work together seamlessly. And now on chart number 14, now think about when you add change and configuration management capabilities to that. That makes that whole scenario a lot more powerful, because any access to change history helps better resolution of incidents and problems. You can manage your assets and your configuration items in just this one single platform environment. You can display any current or maybe historical configuration item relationships. And you can do preventive impact analysis by identifying related CIs. So if there's maybe a asset that's problematic or a service request that's being addressed, and you have configuration item information, and you can actually see what the related CIs are, you can take preventive measures, saying that this configuration item that is problematic and causing issues is related to that CI. So let me take some preventive steps here to avoid this incident from escalating even more. You can also determine whether or not certain configurations are maybe out of compliance based on certain standards that you have for what certain CIs should look like. So being able to add change and configuration management capabilities to that IT asset and service desk mix makes for a very, very powerful solution. And always keep in mind that, sure, there's other vendors, there's other competitors that offer IT asset management, service desk, change and configuration management capabilities, but we truly have all of this work together seamlessly on one platform. If a customer chooses to use all these functional areas with the IBM solution, it looks as if it's one product. Single user interface, single data layer, single workflow engine, single reporting structure, and that's a key competitive advantage. Now on chart number 15, I'm not going to read this all out, but we have for your review here a usage scenario where, for example, we describe how a service request is being handled by the service desk. It has to do with a laptop that's causing problems. The technician can see whether or not there's warranty information associated with that. The technician can also see configuration change information, and that helps that technician to resolve the incident a lot faster, increasing service levels and enhancing customer satisfaction. So this scenario gives an example of what the value is of having them work together. Now on chart number 16, obviously we believe that there's a great sales opportunity for you to sell these products together. And I most certainly urge you to, whenever you're exploring an opportunity, maybe you're responding to an RFP, and maybe this is a service desk RFP, You will be most certainly asked for information around IT asset change and configuration management in that RFP. Customers are truly looking for end-to-end service management, and they want these functions to work together. Conversely, if you're pursuing opportunities, you should really always explore the capability of selling these products in conjunction. And maybe not every customer is ready to buy the whole solution up front and get started with this all at once, but that's okay. There's many different entry points. They can maybe start with IT asset management. Our IT asset management solution can work together well with competitive solutions, so maybe you sell IT asset management, but you integrate it with a customer's BMC remedy help desk. That's all possible. A great advantage of our platform is that it's highly flexible, and it integrates quite well with other solutions. So there's different entry points here. But ultimately, we believe that customers really do want to do end-to-end service management. They acknowledge, maybe based on idle best practices that they're implementing, customers acknowledge that these all go together. So by all means, when you're selling this, always sell this as a joint, you know, as a combined solution. And if you're not selling it all up front, at least lay the groundwork there for your customer to start out maybe with one entry point, but add more to that in the future. We have, as I alluded to already, we have distinct competitive advantages. You know, it's one platform, one install, one UI, a single data layer, a single workflow engine. And these built-in configuration tools that we have enable users to make changes on the fly that actually upgrade to the next version of the product. And that's something that a lot of customers of competitive solutions are having trouble with. So we have some distinct competitive advantages there. And we have proven success. 70% of the time that we sell Tivoli Asset Management for IT, we also sell the Tivoli Service Request Manager. So I think that's proof enough that these products really do go hand in hand. And we've got several customers that have actually done this. And for the customers that you see listed here on chart number 16, we have case studies for these customers, so basically printed collateral that's available on IBM.com as well as Extreme Leverage. So that concludes the section on the solution story. I wanted to also take the opportunity to today to talk a little bit more about our IT asset management portfolio. This Tivoli talk is really focused on one product, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, but this product is part of a larger IT asset management portfolio. So I wanted to give you insight into what that is, as I think this information will also arm you to sell larger solution deals and bring in additional revenue by bringing in adjacent IT asset management products. So let's go to chart number 18. This is our view of the IT asset market, if you will, or the IT asset management discipline. On the one hand, well, actually, let me take a step back. If you ask people what IT asset management is, you'll probably hear many different things. And I think for a lot of people, IT asset management today is still quite rudimentary. It's all about IT asset inventory. It's about what hardware and software is deployed, who has it, where is it located, and how can I make sure that it's all up to date. So it's really focused around IT asset inventory. But if you really want to do more mature, complete IT asset management, and you want to really be more proactive and more methodical in your processes around managing your hardware and software assets, you really should be concerned as well about IT asset lifecycle management and software license management. So when you think about IT asset lifecycle management, it's not just about determining the inventory. It's also looking at reconciling what is deployed with what you've actually purchased. Very often there's discrepancies. There might be a whole listing of servers that you might have purchased and that you have contractual and financial information on, but when you go out to discover them, you notice that 75% of it is only deployed out there. So what happened with the other 25%? Was that misplaced? Was that a mistake in the procurement system or in the contract system? Has it maybe been stolen? Has it been allocated to maybe a different business unit and not been tracked properly? Those are the type of things you do in IT asset lifecycle management. You do analysis to help determine whether you should buy outright or maybe it's more cost efficient for your organization to lease your assets. You've got vendor contracts. Those are the vendors that are delivering the IT assets to you. There's a lot of cost efficiencies that can be had by managing those contracts well, by making sure that your purchase orders get reconciled and checked against invoices, and that then gets checked against contracts. There is some statistics out there that say that about 30% of invoices that we get from vendors are incorrect. So if we're not properly checking what we're getting invoiced against, there's lots of opportunities for loss of money there. So IT asset lifecycle management is all focused around managing your hardware and software assets through the different phases of their lifecycle. Now, software license management, as you can imagine, gets way more complex, especially in today's complex technology environments with things such as virtualization and subcapacity licensing, it's not as straightforward anymore to manage your software licensing. And ultimately, software license management, or as we also refer to software license optimization, offers great opportunities for cost savings because you can really determine whether or not you're overpurchased. So let's look at an example. Maybe you've bought 100 copies of Microsoft Word. And then when you go out there and look at your inventory, you see that maybe only 80 copies are installed. Well, that is great to know, but that really doesn't help you to really optimize your licensing because it doesn't tell you what's actually being used, and that's what's relevant. I myself might, maybe Microsoft Word is not the best example because we all use that frequently, but maybe Microsoft Project. Maybe I have it installed on my machine, but I never use it. Or maybe I use it once a month. If my software asset management people know about that, if they can see software use and map that to entitlements, they might determine that they're much better off giving my license of my Microsoft Project to the new project manager that they're hiring rather than buying a new license. Or maybe there's, in my earlier example, 100 copies of Microsoft Word that were purchased, but only 80 installed and maybe only 70 that are being used. This means we're completely over-licensed, and we've got great opportunity to go back to the vendor and renegotiate. Conversely, if I have 100 copies of Microsoft Word and I find out that there's 150 being used, I better go and do something about that, because if Microsoft comes in to audit me, I could be slapped with a pretty hefty fine. So that's really the different processes and practices that we have in IT asset management. It's not only inventory, but it's very much software license optimization and IT asset lifecycle management. Now, if you look at chart number 19, you can see how the products in our IT asset management portfolio map to those functional areas. We've got IBM Tivoli Asset Management for IT, the product that we're focusing on today in this Tivoli talk, which really focuses on around IT asset lifecycle management. And then we also have two products. We have the Tivoli License Compliance Manager, which focuses on distributed system, and Tivoli License Compliance Manager for ZOS. Basically, what those products do is they look at software inventory, software use, and then they map that to entitlements so you can determine whether or not you're overpurchased or underpurchased, which is an opportunity to save cost on licensing and also an opportunity to mitigate any compliance risk associated with underpurchasing. So those three products make up our IT asset management portfolio. On chart number 20, you can really see a great level of detail around IT asset lifecycle management, which again is what Tivoli Asset Management for IT focuses on. We identify different phases. The plan phase is where organizations can make strategic and financial IT asset management decisions. You can formulate a budget and an associated schedule for hardware and software acquisitions. For example, you can determine your technology refresh cycles. For example, what that determines is that every marketing person gets a new laptop every 3 years and we track in our system against that. Those are the type of activities you do in a plan phase. In the acquire phase, IT organizations will, for example, check their inventory and asset usage to determine if they can redeploy unutilized or underutilized assets or if new assets need to be purchased. This is also where you do the actual purchasing and receiving of assets, and we very much track and manage all the procurement processes associated with that, including purchase order approval and checking your received assets against invoices and then reconciling the invoices against your purchase orders and your contracts. So that's really activities that take place in the acquire phase. In the deploy phase, asset records get created in the system, and assets that come in are assigned either to an employee or a project or a business unit. This is also where, again, our integration capabilities are very strong, and we could, for example, integrate into an HR system. So maybe detailed employee information can be brought in through HR feeds. And the maintain phase is where typical iMac install moves, adds, and changes need to be recorded, and there's different processes there that enable us to track all of that. And then there's the retire phase. When an IT asset, let's say an employee's laptop, reaches end of life, there's many options that organizations have for retiring that asset. It can be donated to a charity. It might need to be disposed of, and then you want to keep track of how that gets done and that it's done properly. Maybe it gets auctioned off. Maybe there's an employee purchase back program. But you need to keep track of what you do there for audit purposes and also for financial purposes, so you can give that information back to the finance organization so they can accurately account for that in their accounting processes and for tax purposes. So that, in quick summary, is an overview of what the IT asset lifecycle looks like. And then if we look at IT asset inventory and software license management, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but it's really discovering what you have installed and, again, reconciling that with what you've purchased. And in order to do that, you want to look not only at what's installed but also at what's being used and how that maps to license entitlements. The inventory aspect or discovery aspect, because license types are getting more and more complex, for example, with virtualization, it's driven by complex technologies, virtualization, multi-core processors, sub-capacity pricing, those type of things are making it quite complex to manage license types, and therefore discovery systems need to be more robust. You need to know what software's assets really are in use and how these are being used, and then you want to link that to your license entitlements, and ideally also link that to the contractual and financial information that you're storing in Tivoli Asset Management for IT. Now, when you look at this larger picture, discovering your software, looking at what's installed, what's actually being used in terms of software, and how that maps to your licensing, then determining whether or not you're overpurchased or underpurchased, and being able to map that to contractual and financial information, we're really the only vendor that can do that. Furthermore, we're the only one that can also do this in mainframe environments. So there's a real competitive advantage we have here. And also in terms of cost savings, determining whether or not you're overpurchased and being able to get better efficiencies and control your cost from a software licensing perspective, there's some real great opportunities for customers to save money there even this year. Especially, you know, for 2008 with a very tight and restrictive economic environment, your customers are looking at areas where they can get cost efficiencies this year, where they can reduce their IT cost this year. And software license optimization, by managing your software licenses effectively, is really a very strong area where those cost savings can be achieved. So I would urge you to keep that in mind and, where appropriate, have the discussion with your customer around software asset management and bringing in the Tivoli License Compliance Manager products where appropriate. On chart number 22, I've included a quick overview in the 7.1 environment how various integrations work. We talked a little bit about the integration adapters in the beginning, and I wanted to just show this visualization of how this all works together, as, again, we frequently get questions on that. Our Tivoli Process Automation platform has excellent integration capabilities. Many customers choose for our solution because of that flexibility, the ability for them to connect this platform to other business, you know, enterprise business applications that they're running. So that is certainly key. Again, also it integrates quite well with other adjacent Tivoli products. So this really visualizes what that integration looks like. Now, for our IT asset management portfolio, I wanted to revisit what some of you have probably seen before, but wanted to take the opportunity to, again, highlight what the target markets and audiences are for this IT asset management portfolio. So in chart 23, you see a listing of what some of the typical attributes are for organizations that need to do IT asset management. I want to also stress here that you should certainly keep in mind that there's a lot of very large organizations out there who are still not taking a methodical approach to IT asset management. And frankly, you know, at times it can be very surprising because IT asset management is all about knowing what you have, where it is, who is using it, what it costs, and just think about very simple things, such as how, you know, every IT organization is concerned about IT security. Now, how can you really secure your IT environment if you don't know what you have, where it is, who is using it? And that's really what IT asset management does. It keeps tabs on your assets. It tracks it and it manages it. And again, talk to your customers about what they're doing. There's a few typical buying occasions. If a company gets audited, if they get fined by one of their software vendors, they might have high downtime. They are maybe unable to meet internal financial reporting requirements. Very often, obviously, when there's a new CIO on board, it's a good buying occasion for IT asset management. A sitting CIO who's been in place for a long time might be a little bit reluctant to do comprehensive IT asset management initiatives because it might show and expose that the IT organization didn't really have solid tabs and solid control over what was going on in terms of their IT assets. So when a new CIO comes on board, it's a good time to address IT asset management. Also, organizations that are typically more than 1,000 employees and or have more than 3,000 IT assets. So these are just a few examples or attributes, if you will, of enterprises that are prime targets for IT asset management. There's some specific industries that we sell more IT asset management into. Obviously, the IT-intensive organizations, but we do very well in services type of industries, especially finance, insurance, banking, federal government, state and local government, also utilities and manufacturing. At the end of the day, IT asset management is something that any sizable organization needs, but we've especially had successes in these specific industries I just addressed. If we have an ability to sell at the executive level, definitely sell to the CIO and the CFO. The financial organization has a very strong vested interest in IT asset management, as it shows them what IT assets the organization has and what they cost. So financial analysts, procurement people, contract people, and any people involved with compliance are very strong targets. The IT analysts, such as, for example, Forrester, have also indicated that they're seeing a shift in buying center. They're seeing more and more people ask questions about IT asset management that come from the finance side of the house rather than IT operations. And that's interesting as well, because when you're talking to a contract manager or a financial analyst, you're more likely to have a very different conversation than you will have when you're talking to someone in the IT organization. Because the financial and contracts people, they really don't know, they're not the experts on the technology, they're not the experts on IT assets, but they need to be concerned about them by nature of their jobs that are all concerned with cost and managing your vendors and contracts effectively. So that's certainly something that's very interesting to keep in mind and offers you a good ability to extend license revenue, because you will be able to sell more licenses outside of the IT organization. I would certainly urge you to explore that when you're talking to your prospects around IT asset management. Don't just ask them how many hardware asset managers or software asset managers they have. IT asset management reaches across the enterprise, so by all means explore if there's people outside of IT that might need a license. On chart number 24, we gave some examples on questions you might ask to explore opportunities and keywords to listen for. Certainly have that conversation around the service desk and how that all works together with IT asset management. Ask your customers whether or not they know if they're under or over licensed. But do they know what they have in terms of software licenses, and do they know what software is actually being used? As a matter of fact, do they even know where any of their IT assets are at any given time, and will they be able to pull data to support internal or external audits? Or if the finance team comes running to the IT asset managers, will they be able to support financial reporting initiatives with accurate IT asset data? Do they know, for example, whether or not they have any, for example, laptops that are deployed past their contract and warranty dates? And how do they actually get prompted to renew warranties and contracts when those expire. And in terms of leased assets, when is the lease due? And in what configuration state does the leased asset need to be returned? All these type of questions I would certainly address with your customer. And a good chart to use is that IT asset lifecycle chart that we looked at earlier. Discuss that with your customer. Discuss those points on the chart and ask your customers how they're managing processes for that today. So you'll find that worthwhile. On chart number 25, we've had some recent very positive analyst feedback. ECP Web is an analyst firm that focuses on IT asset management and software asset management, and they very much rank IBM as a market leader. We are about to release a Tivoli sales flash that drills into some more detail on these analyst reports that have come out recently, so please stay tuned for that. And then last but not least, I'll take a couple of minutes on chart number 27 and on to talk about some winning strategies. I would very much focus, when you're talking about competitive displacement situations, I would very much focus on the configurability and upgradability. As I pointed out earlier, users of competitive solutions are actually actively seeking for alternatives because they are reaching end of life with a lot of their solutions. They are very costly to manage and maintain because changes need to be custom coded. This is manual and time-consuming process. These changes do not upgrade, so very much it's a rip and replace situation where customizations need to be redone. And it's very often cheaper to put a new solution out for bid again. We had a customer that had 2,000 business processes customized in HP Asset Center and Service Center, and for that customer it was cheaper to implement a new solution than to actually upgrade and redo all those 2,000 customized business processes. With our built-in configuration tools and our ability to upgrade configuration changes from one version to the next, it's a very compelling value prop. And then certainly on slide number 28, also keep in mind that customers really are looking for end-to-end service management capabilities that are aligned with process best practices, such as, for example, IDLE. Beyond the Tivoli process automation platform we talked about today, there's many other Tivoli products that integrate into that platform that really do deliver that end-to-end service management. And as you can see on chart number 29, customers have different entry points. They don't have to bite off everything at once and do this whole solution. They can maybe start with incident and problem management and then over time add asset change and configuration management. And on this chart here on slide number 29, you can see a few examples of entry points. Our argument is that customers really do want to do end-to-end service management, but there's many entry points that they have, and they can grow their solution as their business needs dictate. Chart number 30, again, summarizes what some of our key advantages are. Again, we're the only vendor that can manage all asset classes, meaning enterprise asset management and IT asset management, on one platform and combine that with service desk, service catalog, change and config. We're the only one that can do that. Our solution is easy to configure and upgrade. Around software asset management, and specifically software license optimization, we are, again, the only vendor that can offer full software license optimization in both mainframe and distributed environments. Ours is a solution built on recent state-of-the-art technology as opposed to some competitive solutions that are built on proprietary older technologies. And because our solution came to market in a time that IDLE was already out there, it's truly built from the ground up on the IDLE framework. So that's certainly something that provides a lot of advantages as we support IDLE quite well. Last but not least, it's the entire Tivoli solution that supports end-to-end service management. So I think this slide, chart number 30, summarizes really well what our key points are. And last but not least, I want to leave you with a few thoughts on how you could maybe apply everything we talked about today into some actionable things. On chart number 31, obviously, and I think that's something we stressed in our conversation today. Always position the entire solution. Always cross-sell these products. Maybe someone starts out with the service desk, but cross-sell TAMET, CCMDB. And if not right away, then position your account to add those capabilities at a later point in time. Again, sell the value of asset management not only to IT, but very much to financial contract and purchasing people. That will help you to expand deal sizes. You'll get larger deal sizes. When dealing with BMC Remedy, our recommendation is to lead with IT asset management. BMC Remedy's IT asset management capabilities are quite weak. As we all know, their service desk is a strong product. So in order to displace BMC, our recommendation is to lead with TAMET and more or less use that as a Trojan horse. Come in with IT asset management through the back door, displace BMC that way, and then over time cross-sell Service Request Manager and CCMDB. Many HP customers are being forced to upgrade. Again, that is for many a very costly premise as it constitutes a rip and replace. So keep your eye out for HP customers who need to upgrade. They're most likely considering alternative options. So these are five suggestions for things you can act on today. We want to wish you good luck with that, and I'd like to open up for any questions and questions that might be in the audience.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1. We'll pause for just one moment. And Ms. Edelfeld, it appears there are no questions at this time.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time today. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me at any point in time. Good luck selling this. Thank you.
That does conclude today's program. We appreciate your participation. Have a wonderful day.